Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
I hope you understand that religion is of no value unless it is true religion. Religion that is manufactured by men and pursued by human will and energies is not only useless, but it is detrimental, because it competes with true religion for man's attention and affections, and in the end it will not save his soul. There is only one true religion, one established by the God of the Bible, one religion that centers in the person of God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And anything that is not that religion is certainly false religion. But even false religion can claim the Bible as its source, and there are many false religions that try to bring themselves under the umbrella of Christianity. The false religion of the Judaizers in the book of Galatians made the claim that they were following the Bible and would have called themselves Christians, but it was a false claim because it was based upon a distortion of Scripture rather than an unfolding of what the Bible actually says. And we have to understand that. Surely everybody realizes that with all the competing claims about what the Bible teaches, all of these claims cannot be right. One cult teaches this, and another cult teaches that. One branch of Christianity teaches that, another branch of Christianity teaches that. And all claim to have the same Bible as their source, but it should be obvious that two conflicting claims cannot both be right. If I say the Bible teaches A and you say the Bible teaches B, it's a direct contradiction of A, then one of us has got to be wrong. It's possible that both of us are wrong. It's possible that actually the true understanding is C, neither A nor B. It's possible that both are wrong, but it's certainly not possible that both are right. If A contradicts B, then both A and B cannot be true. And you see all these competing claims about what the Bible teaches and what is true Christianity, and there's no way that they can all be right. And it's no wonder that many people just throw up their hands in despair and basically just ignore Christianity altogether. Or at least, as many people do, ignore organized Christianity. To many people, that's the bugaboo. That's the culprit. We don't believe in organized religion. Oh, we believe in spirituality. We believe in a relationship with God. But we don't believe in organized religion. But you see, if you really believe in true spirituality and a relationship with God, you've got to believe in organized religion, because the religion of the Bible is organized religion. Churches are ordained by God, and the organization of churches is according to the instructions given by God. And so you can't just check out of organized religion and say, I've got a purer form of Christianity. I've got a more obedient form of Christianity. No, you don't. And in many ways, you're just being self-deceived and you're just being lazy, because you're unwilling to work through the competing truth claims to find out which ones really are correct according to the Bible. That takes work. And many people don't want a religion that requires any work, any thought, any study. They just want something that will prop them up emotionally, give them a good feeling about themselves, make them feel spiritual, make them feel that they've got some kind of a connection with God, And if religion will provide that for them, then that's all they're looking for. That's well and good. And you don't need organized religion for that. You can get that on your own. You can get that on the internet. You can get that a lot of places. You don't need organized religion. No, you don't, unless you want to have a right relationship with God through Jesus Christ and want to be obedient to what he has told us in his word, the Bible. In that case, you'll have to have organized religion, but you will be concerned that it be true biblical religion, organized according to the Bible. But what is true religion, and how will we recognize it when it comes along? And that's exactly what the Apostle Paul is dealing with in Galatians 6, verses 13, 14, and 15. He deals with the negative part in verse 13 when he says, "For not even those who are circumcised keep the law, but they desire to have you circumcised, that they may boast in your flesh. But God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything but a new creature." Now, we spent quite a bit of time examining verses 12 and 13 on previous broadcasts, and let me sort of synthesize that, because what Paul is telling us in essence here is that there are two primary characteristics of false religion. What are they? Number one, they encourage hypocrisy, and number two, they encourage pride. They encourage hypocrisy. Even those who are circumcised, or for not even those, rather, who are circumcised, keep the law. They boast about keeping the law. They pressure you to keep their little part of the law that they consider to be important, but they're not really keepers of the law. They're hypocrites. They're hypocrites. And secondly, false religion encourages pride. They desire to have you circumcised that they may boast in your flesh. Pride. Pride in human achievement. Now, I want to tell you something. True religion, the religion of the Bible, and some people don't even like to call biblical religion religion because there's so much man-made religion, there's so much empty religion, there's so much false religion, that some people find that very word religion distasteful and they don't want to use it at all. But I don't want to encourage you to go that far. The word religion is not a bad word. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just whether we have true religion or false religion. That's the crux of the matter, and that's what we have to be concerned with. And when we have true religion, we have the Christianity of the Bible. And when we have something that is different from the Christianity of the Bible, then we have false religion, whether it is a Christian religion or a non-Christian religion. If it doesn't square with the Christianity of the Bible, it's false religion. And any religion that encourages you to be proud, there's something wrong with that. Now, sinners that we are, we can even be attached to a pretty solid form of Christianity and have too much pride. In fact, I could make that stronger. All of us who are members of a Bible-believing church and are practicing biblical Christianity have more pride than we should. We always have to battle pride. But a form of religion that encourages you in your pride rather than humbles you, that encourages you to boast rather than encourages you not to boast in anything except Christ. Isn't that what Paul is saying here? "But God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ." There are a lot of other things to boast in. I got a letter the other day, out of the blue, from a man that I had heard about but have never met, but I know him by reputation. And he was, I've never seen such a boastful letter. I won't go into what he was particularly writing to address, but in the course of this, he boasted that he and another man, now dead, were responsible for the salvation of more souls than anybody in all the world. He actually made that boast. And he boasted about how much money he had given to the Lord's work, how many souls he was responsible for, and how many schools he was responsible for funding, and how many churches he was responsible for building, and how much money he had given to the Lord's work. And I thought, hasn't anybody ever told this man what Jesus said about boasting of your giving and how that's dishonoring to the Lord? And that Jesus taught us not to brag, not to tell people how much we give, and when we do that, that we don't get any reward in heaven. This man, according to his claim, and I wouldn't doubt his claim, had given multiple millions of dollars to the Lord's work. And the shame of the matter is, because of the way that he's bragging about it, he's not going to get one reward in heaven for all of those millions that he gave. Because Jesus said, if you give for the purpose of getting a claim upon earth, and that's what he was doing, why would he include these things in a letter? He wanted people to know. He wanted people to applaud. He wanted people to pat him on the back. He wanted people to say, what a great man you are for having given. He was obviously a multimillionaire, been very successful in business. What a great man you are for having given so many millions of dollars to the Lord's work. If that's what you want, and if that's you publicly proclaim it in such a way so that people know this, of course that's what you want. And if that's what you want, then that's what you get, the applause of men, and you get no acclaim from God, no reward in heaven. You got what you wanted. You wanted the claim upon earth. That's what you wanted. That's what you got. End of story. No more reward. And there's something wrong with the form of Christianity that encourages that. If I didn't know anything else about that man, and I didn't know anything else about particular form of Christianity that he represented, I would know that it was wrong, that there was something seriously wrong with it by the way that it obviously encouraged him to be filled with pride and to boast about his accomplishments. Paul says that's a mark of false religion, not true religion. False religion encourages hypocrisy. It encourages us to claim self-righteousness and to boast about our accomplishments hypocritically when there's a lot that's wrong on the inside, if people only knew. It encourages us to be hypocritical, to claim superior spirituality, when the truth of the matter is that there's a great deal of carnality, emptiness, and disobedience. But, of course, a lot of times people don't even know that very well because they haven't studied the Bible. This is not Bible-based religion. This is some other based religion. Just a little snatch of the Bible, but not any real effort to know and understand the Bible. Understanding the Bible is not the highest thing on this man's list that wrote this letter to me. And it's not the highest thing on the list of a lot of people who claim to be Christians. They don't even know how empty and foolish their particular form of Christianity is because they haven't studied the Bible enough to know. They just snatch a verse here, snatch a verse there, proof text here, proof text there, run all of the Bible and spout these things and have no idea what the Bible really teaches. It encourages hypocrisy and it encourages pride. Well, I don't want that form of Christianity, do you? I want a Christianity that humbles me, crushes my pride. I want a Christianity that makes me honest and sincere, not hypocritical. I want true Christianity that will make me more Christ-like. And that's what we need, and we'll talk about that, Lord willing, on the broadcast tomorrow. Please join me then. Until then, this is Greg Barkman, Bible teacher on the Beacon broadcast, saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.